Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to PSP Projects Q1 FY 2027 earnings conference call hosted by Ernst & Young. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Krishna Patel from Ernst & Young. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Nasya, and good evening, everyone. Welcome you all to PSP Projects Limited's Q1 FY 2027 earnings conference call. To take us through the result and to answer your questions, we have with us the management of PSP Projects, represented by Mr. Prahlad Bhai Patel, the Chairman and MD, Ms. Pooja Patel, the CEO, and Ms. Hetal Patel, the CFO. Please note that the discussions that we may have today may contain certain forward-looking statements relating to the future events and future performance. Numerous factors could cause actual results to differ materially from those in the forward-looking statement. Please note the audio of this earnings call is the copyright material of PSP Projects. Cannot be copied, rebroadcasted, attributed in press media without specific written consent of the company. With this, I hand over the call to Ms. Pooja Patel, the CEO, for her opening comments. Thank you, and over to you, Pooja.
Thank you, Krishna, for the introduction. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for PSP Projects Quarter One FY 2027 earnings call. As 30th June 2026, our outstanding order book stood at 13,245 crore, reflecting our robust 103% year-on-year growth and providing us with a strong multi-year revenue visibility. Of our total order book within group projects accounts for approximately 70%, while external project contributes to remaining 30%. The first quarter is traditionally a challenging period of the construction industry due to seasonal factors, including labor migration during festives and wedding season, as well as the initial onset of monsoon. Despite this industry-wide challenge, PSP delivered a strong 65% year-on-year revenue growth during Quarter One FY 2027. Our performance demonstrates the strength of our execution capability and the process achieved across key projects. Importantly, most of our major projects have now moved beyond the initial stage involving excavation and underground works and entering core construction phase, enabling improved execution momentum. During the quarter, we deployed the workforce of over 16,000 labor across project sites, reflecting the scale of our operation and execution readiness. As labor availability normalize in the coming quarters, we expect construction activities and project execution to gain further traction. I would also like to highlight our continued investment in strengthening organizational capabilities. The increasing employee cost during the quarter reflects our strategic focus on the enhancing leadership and project management bandwidth across various levels of the organization. We have expanded our team across key functions and geographies to ensure we are well-positioned to manage a significantly large project portfolio while maintaining our commitment to timely delivery, quality execution, and operational excellence. During the quarter, the company successfully completed six projects and receiving order inflows of 630 crore, with 93% order from Adani Group. Major orders are Adani Healthcare and Research Foundation Project, Mumbai, Airport Office Building at T1, Mumbai, refurbishment of Port User Building, Mundra, construction of field accommodation at Green PVC Project, Mundra. The order book is diversified with industrial projects comprising of 39%, residential projects 37%, government projects 23%, and industrial projects approximately 1%. Our current order book, please make note of key projects and their outstanding contract values. Shri Ambaji Mata Temple, 962 crore. SMC High-Rise Building, 693 crore. Construction of Fintech Building at GIFT City, Gujarat, 259 crore. Human Biology Center, a science gallery at Science City, 248 crore. Biggest residential project in GIFT City, 202 crore. Development of Dharuhri Dam Region, 198 crore. Sabarmati Riverfront Development Phase 2, 187 crore. The bid pipeline is 6,200+ crore. with 61% group projects and 39 external projects. Now let me share certain project level updates. SNC core and shell activity has been completed and now full-fledged MEP, interior works and facade work is going on. RVNL out of three buildings, two buildings will be handing over soon, and the hostel building RCC is completed and MEP work, interior works and facade work is going on. Ahmedabad airport and city site development, we are at a different level for RCC work going on in full-fledged. And for Ambaji Mata temple, we are at excavation level and some of the buildings are in footing level. With this, I now hand over the call to Hetalman to share the financial in further details.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone. We'll brief you about consolidated financial performance for the quarter and quarter ended 30th June 26. Quarter 1 FY27 versus quarter 1 FY26. Revenue from operations for the quarter is ₹853 crore versus 518 crore, which is increased by 65% on YOY basis. EBITDA for the quarter is at 55 CR versus 25 CR, increased by 121% on YOY basis. EBITDA margin is at 6.42% versus 4.79%. Net profit for the quarter is ₹18 crore versus ₹37 lakhs, which is increased by almost 50 times YOY basis. Net profit margin is 2.12% versus 0.07%. During the quarter under review, employee cost has increased from 35 CR to 46 CR, which is mainly on account of annual increments performed in April month and increasing number of employees from 2,400 almost to 2,600. Increase in depreciation from 17 CR to 26 CR is mainly attributable to additions in asset block during FY26 as well as in quarter 1 FY27. During quarter 1 FY27, company has incurred capex of 28 crores. Gross block is at 793 crore as on 30th June 26 and net block is 417 CR. Would like to mention few of the important consolidated balance sheet numbers as on 30th June 26. Long-term borrowing is 38 crores, which includes short-term borrowing of short-term maturities of 19 CR. Short-term borrowing 217 CR, which is excluding short-term maturities of 19 CR. Net unbilled revenue is 473 CR. Trade receivables are at 745 CR. Trade payables are 356 CR. Retention long-term and short-term 222 CR. Mobilization advance stands at 836 CR. Inventories of 362 CR comprises of 205 crores of construction material, 137 crores of work in progress and 19 CR of finished goods. Out of total sanctioned credit facility of ₹1,497 crores, company has utilized non-fund based facilities of ₹678 CR and fund based utilization is 166 crores. Limit available for utilization is ₹653 crore. As on June 30, 26, the company has total fixed deposit of 324 crore, out of which lien free deposits are 139 crore, and FDs worth ₹185 crore are under lien with banks for credit facilities and given as security deposit to client. Work on hand on consolidated basis as on 30 June 26 is 13,245 CR and the detailed breakup is provided in the uploaded presentation. That concludes the update on financials and we are now open for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Great to see a decent, significant improvement in the execution front. A couple of things to understand. First, sir, in terms of the guidance, just to get a sense, that FY27 4,500 crore revenue that we were looking at, and for even going forward, we were looking at 20-25% kind of revenue growth. So that remains intact?
Yeah, we can say it will be on an average more than 25%. So it can be between 4 to 4,500. Still we remain on the same line.
Okay. And now, sir, on the margin front, so this quarter also 6.4%. So we were looking at 7-8% kind of a margin. So can we start seeing that 7% plus kind of a number from Q2 onwards, or maybe it would be from the second half onwards we can start seeing that kind of a number?
Yes, you are right. From second half onwards, we should be in that range. But if you see, this year, this quarter also, our employee benefit expense is 46 crore, which is 5.39% of the sales. And because of the first 2 months sale of April and May was down, and the third month it was 319 crore, two months were 270. So that will itself speak about there is almost 1% more expense due to the turnover not being converted into reality. And that itself is making 1% difference. So if you add at least that 7-8 crore in the EBITDA, it will be somewhere above 7%. But okay, fine. But we will be in a better position from quarter three and quarter four.
So employee cost now from second quarter onwards, can we see the similar or maybe a 40 crore?
Yeah. See, on an average, we have been in the range of 4 to 4.5%, or 4.5, almost 4.5, 4.6. This quarter, it is almost 5.4. So that's the basic difference, because first 2 months of April and May, as you were aware, that there was a huge requirement of labor and deficit of labor on the side. If this could have been converted into sales, then it is almost at 4.5%.
Okay. And so this quarter we got 630 odd crore, and previously we were looking at 6,000 odd crore and close to 5,000 crore from Adani Group. So that now will remain the same for this year. So maybe in the second half, are we seeing a significant order coming in?
Yeah, probably we'll be in the same range, maybe plus 1, minus 400, 500 crore, but we still remain in the same range of plus 5,000, because there are so many other projects which are under discussion, which will be kicking in second quarter and third quarter. So we still remain in the same range for the visibility of the orders.
Okay, and the capex also the similar 3-4% of revenue, so in this quarter we have done 28 odd crore. So that also remains the same, or once the execution picking up?
More or less, today it is very difficult to say, but in case there are few projects which are the size of the project is large, then the capex can be a little bit high. But then on an average, I think it will be somewhere in the range of 3-4% only.
Okay. And these quarters are out of this broadly 853 crore revenue, how much would be the Adani Group revenue? So just to get up in terms of the pickup in the execution of the Adani projects.
You have a figure there?
Right now we don't have exact numbers, but it will be mostly around 55 to 60% will be Adani Group revenue. Because we are executing this RVNL around, that is also high value project, SNCs. So around 60% we can say it will be from Adani Group.
Okay, got it. And this mobilization advances is entirely kind of interest free.
Yeah.
Yes.
And working capital, can we see a further improvement in the working capital?
Yeah, that we can see because you might have noticed finance cost has reduced compared to previous quarters. So we have utilized less working capital facility, and we have surplus athlete also. So going forward, we expect some more reduction in that.
And then in next two to three quarters, then we will be having a kind of a zero kind of a finance cost, and will be becoming a debt net debt debt-free.
So we can expect so.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Bala Subramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunities. Sir, what is the current status of execution of Mumbai projects, especially in Mahim and Matunga side?
The Mahim, the first two block foundation, the basic rock foundation has been done, and we are now in the first basement for work. And in Matunga, the piling work is on before excavation, the seed piling is going on.
Okay, sir. And sir, what is our current interest free advances? I think madam has mentioned the overall mobilizations. What is the share of interest free?
It is the whole amount is interest free.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhanjay from Mishra from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Congrats on very strong set of numbers. So just wanted to know, I mean, any update about this Commonwealth project? What is the status? When it is going to be tendered? Or
I think still we are not having any clear idea, but the movement has started few days back. They have started to make a control room for the Commonwealth development, which is going to happen in Ahmedabad. So probably still nothing on paper or nothing on news that when this tender will be coming up. Last week also we have heard that the Home Minister has visited this Glasgow for the Commonwealth discussion also. So maybe in the next quarter we should hear something for what is going to happen, because now it's high time to start some of the projects.
Okay. So this year order inflow guidance, we have not considered anything from that side, whatever 6,000 crore.
No. As far as government projects are concerned, we are not considering order inflow, considering that part of sector. In bid pipeline, we can consider, but in order inflow, it is always when the orders get clear.
Okay. Sir, any progress on this UP medical project collection? Any improvement or it is still?
Yeah, now almost three of the projects, EOT is almost at the verge of signing. And last one day back only, I was there in Lucknow to discuss about the last three projects also. So probably by this week or end, or maybe end of this month, first week of August, we'll be in a better position to get all the EOTs. So the money will be due, and once the money is in place, we expect that this account should close somewhere in by end of August or mid of September.
Okay, so both receivable as well as unbilled part, both?
Yeah.
Both will materialize?
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
Okay. Unbilled part is different, right?
Unbilled also we need.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ayush Sabu from Choice Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So going by your EBITDA margin guidance of 7 to 8%, do we expect to meet this guidance by the first or the second half of the financial year? And is there any upside to this guidance, the 7 to 8% EBITDA margin?
I think I already answered in the second half only. first half, as I said, that there is a employee cost is more than 5%. Once the sales is more and that there is a full availability of labor throughout the year, that should be getting, we should be in better position in second half of the year.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants to press star and one if they wish to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Sir, any update on SDB receivables?
No, not clearly, but yes, I have one call to go and have some discussion with the top management, both the directors, so probably I'll be visiting next week by taking their time. They have called me for some discussion. I don't know what is the positive direction in there. But yes, they have contacted me to come and meet for that receivables.
So what is the outstanding amount of receivables in the books?
90 crore.
Okay. So secondly, on margins, you mentioned 7 to 8%. That is for the entire year or only for the second half?
No, it should be for the entire year. But once the execution speed is coming up in the next few quarters, we should be in a better position to go beyond 7% to 8%.
Okay. Sir, lastly, so when we see the revenue on the console and the standalone books, so difference is for which projects? It's for Dharavi?
Standalone and console books, you mean to say what are the projects we execute in subsidiary company, right?
Yeah, so what is the difference between the standalone revenue and consolidated revenue?
Yeah, so around 80 crore of revenue we have booked in our subsidiary. So that is some miscellaneous projects which we have taken up in that company.
So these are all Adani Group projects?
Yeah, Adani Group projects only.
Okay, so whenever now you give the guidance, that should be the console, we should take it as a console guidance?
Yes.
Everything will be on a console guidance, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Rusha from RBSA Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're audible.
Yes, anything can you share on the order book in the March?
Your voice is breaking.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. Your voice is breaking.
Not clear.
Sir, can you please speak to the handset?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to understand if there's any guidance that you can check of the order book that is March 27. Is there an visibility you have?
Sorry, your voice is seriously not coming up well.
Okay. I'll just try again.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. A reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just a few data points. So the order book that is there with us, 13,000 odd crore, what is coming from Dharavi side in this order book? A portion wise?
I don't have the exact figure of what is coming from Dharavi side, but I think there are two projects of Dharavi which is considered in this order book.
3,000. Okay, okay.
3,000. It is about 3,000 crore, right?
3,000. Okay. And then overall, I think in this Adani meet which happened a couple of months back, when we attended, and then there was like a big opportunity that we could see they were projecting. So for us, what could be probably a number that one can look at because the size is pretty big. probably like, you know, what we are eyeing from this opportunity? Any ballpark number that can be shared?
You are talking about Dharavi?
Dharavi, sir.
So Dharavi is a development. The first part is redevelopment, and then second part is the development of Dharavi land once it is vacated. So as far as redevelopment is concerned, it is going to go for at least 4 to 5 years, maybe 6 years. And after these 6 years, the whole redevelopment is completed, then that land will be vacated, and the fresh development of those land will be coming after 6 to 7 years. Today, out of the first two large projects which is being announced for Dharavi rehabilitation, that we are doing. But since these 2 lakh houses has to be made within a period of 5 years, I think by the time we are through with some of the project, we can further get an opportunity of the same size later on after 2 years. So presently, we are the first person to write of rejection. If we can build up our capabilities in Mumbai, then we will be getting more and more chances. But as they have a fixed timeline of making 2 lakh houses, there can be few other players also who can be participating for the Dharavi redevelopment project.
Okay. So if I just to, I mean, like, you know, probably what you have said, just to repeat, the new opportunity for Dharavi will come only once we deliver these two projects? Is that,
No. Not only two projects. It is going to be the whole Dharavi redevelopment is in, requiring 2 lakh houses to be built first. Once those 2 lakh houses are built in phases, after 3 years, if we are able to deliver 40,000, 50,000 houses, those 40,000 or 50,000 houses will be shifted from Dharavi to this new location of development, redevelopment. And later on, those lands will be vacated, and then only this new development of Dharavi will start.
Okay, okay. Got it. And then maybe in terms of, like, you know, your presentation mentioned, we have deployed almost like 16,000 plus laborers across the project site. Just to understand, like, you know, the intensity of it. So to be, I mean, like, you know, historically, I mean, how this number has been, and it is becoming 16,000 odd crore, just to get a perspective, can you share the previous numbers, what it used to be like?
It is very difficult to mention this previous number because it depends on the typography of the work going on each project. So presently, my requirement is in the range of 16 to 17,000, and we are almost through with the requirement of all the projects. So in peak, okay, if you can say still 3 to 4,000 number will still be added in next 1 or 2 quarters, because more and more activities start at each project. Some of the projects are in foundation, some of the projects are in finishing, some of the projects are in MEB. So it depends on what type of activity is going on. If it is purely core and shell, then the requirement is little bit less. But when the project core and shell is over and all finishing, MEP and everything is going on, there will be a requirement from different trades also.
Okay, okay. Sure, sir, sure. I think that's all from my side, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jainam Jain from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, I wanted to understand what sort of impact we have seen on the cost front because of the war escalation. And out of the total order book, what is the percentage of the order book which is fixed price in nature?
See, as we have been telling you every time, that most of the projects, all Adani projects are pass-through cost, so there is not much impact on any of the projects of Adani. And 30% order book, which is consisting of our order book, which was in the tune of 5,500 to 6,000. Large projects are almost under completion. RUNL, as Pooja already said, that it is going to get completed by October. SMC Tower, we are going to complete by next June 2027. The Roy package 1 is completed, package 2 is going on. Ambati is my fresh order, so it has no much impact because now the things are a little bit improving. But we can say that a few of the activities at SMC and RVNL were impacted because of the cost of aluminum and copper going a little bit high.
Okay, sir. My second question is, are there any new segments which we are planning to enter post the acquisition of the new parent?
Repeat your question.
Sir, are we planning to enter any new segment which after like Adani has acquired us? Are we planning to enter a new segment in terms of data?
No. See, as far as our expertise is concerned and as far as what infrastructure we have created, we will try to remain in building only. But building anything like from industry, data center, commercial, hotel, hospital, anything, but not out of any projects which is not related to buildings.
Okay, sir. That answers my question. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishabh from RBSA Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yeah.
Yes. Just wanted to clarify on the order book. What could be this number at the March end? Is there anything that we can share on this side?
I think as we have already told you that we'll be expecting some 5,000 to 6,000 crores of order book, and if we consider that if we are able to execute more than 4,000, you can calculate what is outstanding order book. It will be in the same range plus 1,000.
Okay. And so I was expecting some new geographies in the northern side of the state, in Gujarat and Maharashtra. Any major projects are we looking out for, maybe even projects?
No, presently we are focusing on our own projects and Adani projects, and we will try to make our order book between 75 to 25, yes, 25 non-Adani and 70 to 75 is Adani. As far as order visibility is concerned and the order is concerned, we have sufficient visibility for next 2 years. So we are not going to enter into different region as of now. We will be focusing on Gujarat and Mumbai.
Okay. In terms of the Dharavi work that you mentioned, the total pool of order that Adani Group is trying to execute, what will be PSP share of that building in whatever the Dharavi project has to be done? Is there any...
Mention what will be the share is difficult, as I answered in the before 2 minutes. That this is a long 5 years project and they have to deliver 2 lakh houses. So probably if we are able to perform well in next 1.5 or 2 years, we will get the first sight of this user as far as Dharavi is concerned. But to complete the project within 5 years to make 2 lakh houses, so that the evidence can be shifted to the new houses and the redevelopment of the Dharavi land can be taken up after 5 to 6 years, they can give it to some other contractors also. But PSP will always have a better edge as far as being a part of this Adani Group.
Just on the capability side, so that we are in the first two, we have the right of first refusal. What all things have been done in the last 6 months or 9 months to ensure that execution side we don't falter? Or will we be able to at least exceed the expectation?
Yeah, that's what we have. I said that this month employee expenses have gone little bit high. Then we are building up the team. We are building up the team to multiply ourselves to 1.5x to 2x from last year. So we are in the process of standing ourselves so that we can cater more and more orders from Adani Group and deliver their projects on time.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Jainam Shah from Aquarius Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah. So just one question. While you're mentioning the building segment, you mentioned the data center part as well. So just wanted to check, do we have any specific order from the data center, maybe just the APC work of the building? And are we planning to enter into it? What kind of size we would be looking at? Because this is a segment which can drive our order book going forward to a larger extent. So what is your view on that particular segment? Is it going to be big, let's say 10-20% of our order book, or it is just something that we are starting as of now?
See, presently we are focusing in Gujarat and Mumbai, and specifically Mumbai, as we already declared, will be a major part of Dharavi only. As far as data centers are concerned, in Mumbai and the new data center which are coming up in Visakhapatnam, I think we are not that part as of now. But later on, we don't know because it's again a part of a building only. So that can come to our order book. But in the things which are going to develop in Gujarat, like Dholera, they have two lands. One is for the data center and the second is for defense. So those types of work can come in future. But as of now, we'll be focusing on airports, city-side airports, realty, their own requirement of housing colonies at Mundra, and Medicity. Medicity, both the projects that can come later. First, we are already started in Ahmedabad, and Mumbai, it will come after 3 to 4 months. So probably these two projects we can consider can be a part of PSP. One is already a part of PSP, second can be a part of PSP in future.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Urvi Ben Patel from Infinite Wealth Advisors. Please go ahead. Mr. Urvi Ben, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Am I audible?
Okay. Yes, sir.
I want to know, sir, what is the revenue in this quarter from Precast side?
See, I think we don't have a separate revenue from Precast side because the projects which are we doing is a part of the Precast also. So we do not have a separate identity, but I think we are doing better and better. So throughout the year, what Precast plant capacity is in the range of 200 crores. So we'll be executing about 150 to 200 crore throughout the year, whatever may be the project. But getting exact revenue for Precast today, I don't have the figure. But in general, you can understand that the Precast can generate a revenue of 200 crore from the plant side.
Okay, sir, okay. And approximate Precast margin, sir?
It is again a part of the business, so it remains in the same margin as because we are working, after today we are not working for any other projects except Adani. We were previously working from some infrastructure work for Bulletin for L&T, but now we are purely focusing on buildings, and that buildings are also related to Adani Group.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, just to get a clarity on Dharavi one, so 3,000 crore order book that we have, so which if we translate in terms of the number of houses, so is it the entire 45-50,000 houses that we want to build that is a part of this 3,000 crore order book, or this will be an even lesser number?
No. It will be a little bit lesser number, but you will see 3,000 crore each house is in the range of 10 to 12 lakhs. If you consider 350 square feet and 3,500 rupees per square feet as the cost of the house, it is about 10 to 10 lakh per houses. So 3,000 means 30,000 houses we are presently building. The total is 2 lakh houses. So what we can consider as total Dharavi development, it is 2 lakh houses, out of which we are making 30,000 to 32,000 houses today by doing these two projects.
Okay, so once this two projects will be over, then only we can take the new, or it can be even the mid of the this ongoing, we can also take other Dharavi projects also.
See, someone we should understand that most of the companies, when they have settled project and it is going after beyond basement and from the first to second floor, all the other floors are typical. The complexity is more at the foundation level. And once any good site is settled, you can always start a new site. But that depends on how we are established in Mumbai and how we are performing on these two projects. So once we are stable in these two projects, we can always take up a third or fourth project of Dharavi.
Okay, got it. And Hitalban, this quarter the tax rate was 35%. So for full year, can we have this normal 25% tax rate, or it would be on the higher side?
No, it will be slightly on the higher side because there are certain expenses which are not deductible in taxes. So it's a permanent difference. So for the year, it will be slightly on a higher side.
Okay. And if you have to look at in terms of the cash balance versus what we report, so as on March, let's say we were having around close to 413 crore. Okay, so against that, as on June, the cash level would be the similar 400 odd crore?
Cash, you mean to say?
Cash and bank, what we report on balance sheet. Yeah, combined.
Yeah, right. Yes, it will be on the same level. It will be slight higher.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Kohli from Goldstone Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening and congratulations on a very good sales growth this quarter, and especially with better working capital. So that is very encouraging. Now, Pralada, you mentioned this pass-through costs for the projects. What are the margin we are keeping in them?
See, it is more about cost plus percentage on overall cost of the projects. It is not about what is the margin on pass-through. Most of this, all the materials, whatever we are buying, it is always a pass-through. So once we understand the cost part, we put one base as a cost. When we are calculating cost plus percentage, we are putting one X cost, and when we buy, there is a difference, and that difference is already paid in the running bill.
Hello. Yeah. Okay. I haven't fully understood, but.
No, see, when we talk about cost plus percentage, it is on the overall cost of the project. So that whatever cost which we have decided as overhead, profit and profit on material and profit on labor, it comes as a consolidated figure which is in the range of 20 to 25%, which is usually we're going to be. So when we talk about each of the material, there is not a separate percentage for each of the material. But that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. So the margin is be decided, and as and when the material is utilize, it's all inbuilt into the ongoing billing. It's all inbuilt.
Yeah. So it is an item rate contract where the materials which you are utilizing comes at a base rate when you quote it, but when you buy it, there is a difference on plus or minus side. That difference is again paid in the bills.
Okay. So what is the range, low and high range on these projects? On the cost plus projects?
No, it is never, you meant to say the inflation part of the material which is going
The pre-decided cost plus on the pass-through, you had mentioned that most of the Adani projects were the cost plus. So what would be the range? 10 to 20% something like that?
We have already said the total EBITDA level when we could talk about Adani project, it comes in the range of 6 to 7%. And we talk about projects which are with PSV, we have been doing at a range of 8 to 9%. So at EBITDA level, you can consider cost plus formula works out at 7%.
It's very, very tightly controlled. There's not much of a, it's not a large range. It's a very small.
There is always a gap of 1-2% in terms of execution. These are standardized rates for each type of project. If I am working in Mumbai, there will be a difference of 3%. If I am working in Mundra, there will be a difference of 1.5%. So it depends on what type of project you are doing. And sometimes whatever the overheads which you have considered is a type of project jiska average gina tha, uske hisab se koi project fast chal jata hai. Then you can have a saving on 1-1.5% on overhead side also. So this is one of the examples. Once we go through it 1 or 2 years, we will get a clear idea how does this cost plus formula is considered. But mathematically it is coming at 7.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We take that as the last question of the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for joining us today and for your active participation in the earning conference call. We sincerely appreciate the continued trust, confidence and support of our shareholders, investors, analysts and our stakeholders. We hope we have been able to address your key questions and provide a clear perspective on PSP's performance, growth plan and outlook for FY27. Should you have any further queries, please feel free to reach out to our investor relationship advisor, EY, who will be happy to coordinate with us and assist you offline. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
On behalf of Ernst and Young, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.